Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
It's Wednesday, December 12th, hump day, and it is time for my daily rants and raves. This is Gary K of Rave Radio and Rave Publications. All our Rave Radio podcasts and all of Rave Radio Rants and Rave podcasts and our Week podcast, Women in AV podcast, and Green AV podcast are all brought to you by Mitsubishi Electronics, the sponsor of Rave Radio. Today I want to talk to you about a couple pieces of news. First of all, Kaleidoscape, you know that company, the company that was basically sued because they were allowing DVDs to be copied and stored on their servers and played in home theater applications. They were almost shut down earlier this year, and they're back up and running. Of course, they don't really have an injunction on them, but they've been through a number of court cases that have created havoc in that organization. And all they're trying to do is sell a sort of server system where you take DVDs that you already own, you copy them onto their hard drive, and you can play them in a home theater in native resolution, so if they're Blu-ray or if they're DVDs. But they've, of course, run into all sorts of problems with Hollywood and such. Well, just yesterday they signed a deal with Warner Brothers that basically allows them to distribute their content through the Kaleidoscape server system. And what happens is when you buy a Warner Brothers movie, Blu-ray movie, then you get access to the ultraviolet copy of that movie, and you can play it wherever you want, an iPad, an iPhone, or some other device like a PC or a Mac. And, of course, Kaleidoscape's making a big deal about it, but quite honestly, I do not think it's a big deal. I do not think that this will boost Kaleidoscape in any way at all. The ultraviolet system has been a miserable failure for Hollywood since it debuted last year, so it's not been successful. And Warner Brothers isn't a big enough studio with enough titles that make a big enough difference. There's two things that Kaleidoscape needs to do to be successful. Number one, they need to lower the price of their system. They need to get a system under $5,000 to be really accepted sort of in a greater range of mainstream, even though they're towards the high end of the home AV market. They're still around the $15,000 range. They need a system down at $5,000. So if they're listening to this, that's what they need to do. The second thing they need to do, they need to sign up more studios. And I don't think that's likely to happen anytime in the near future. I think most studios are going to kind of camp out and wait and see what happens with all the suits against them and all the injunction potentials against them. So I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but that's my opinion. And before I go, I want to remind you that tomorrow is the Women in AV holiday party, and they're happening all over the country. There's about 10 locations, maybe even closer to 15 locations around the country that are hosting Women in AV parties. If you're interested in attending, you can check out at ravepubs.com, where you'll see the blog that I sent out on Kaleidoscape, which I talked about earlier, and you'll also see a blog by Jennifer Willard, the founder of Women in AV, where she talks about what they're going to do at tomorrow night's parties around the country. There's a bunch of them being hosted by different groups, including our organization's hosting one here in Chapel Hill. And you can find out if there's one near you by going and reading her blog at ravepubs.com and attending one of those Women in AV holiday parties. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.